The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guests are Superintendent Dr. Jerry Sanders and the Assistant Principal of Edgewood Primary School, Matt Wooden. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Well, Jerry, Matt, I welcome you both to Super Chat. Jerry, I wanted to ask you if you could review some of the crucial back-to-school information for the benefit of our RBB listeners.
Absolutely. We're excited for the 2022-2023 school year to start. We are still in the process of finding the staff. We have a few more positions that we're trying to fill, but we will be ready. Starting August 1st, parents and students may go on to our website. There is all kinds of information for different situations that you can find on our website. There's information for students who are new to RBB and what's necessary for enrollment, information for registration for all students, and that registration will start August 1st. We have information on our website for students who are transferring to RBB, who might live in another corporation but would like to attend RBB. And so there's information on the website for what transfer students need to do. And that address is rbbschools.net/enrollment/. And so I just encourage everybody to go there for their particular situation. School will start on August 10th. Now, we normally have delayed start Wednesdays during the school year, but with August 10th being a Wednesday and also being the first day of school, we will have a full day of school on that first day. It will not be a delayed start Wednesday. Delayed start Wednesdays will start the next Wednesday, August 17th.
So be rested, be ready.
Right. I have some other information that we'll be sending out to parents that will be new to them this year and also new to our students. In the state of Indiana, the state provides school corporations with the opportunity to waive certain statutes if waiving that statute will help enhance the instruction and education of students in that school corporation. And so RBB utilized that flexibility waiver to track our instructional time by minutes instead of days. We go to school well over the required minutes in a given school day. But the statute says you have to go 180 days. So we got a waiver for that. So we will be able to track and meet our requirements for instructional time by minutes. So that enables us to utilize some of that extra time for the teachers to work together to analyze data, to drill down deep into the data on specific students and their needs, to collaborate on their instruction and adjusting their lessons and coming up with remedial activities, and also for professional development. And so we will be having, during the 2022-2023 school year, 4 early release days. So on those 4 early release days, students will actually come to school at the normal time in the morning, but they will be dismissed early. So at the junior high and high school, that'll be around 10:35, 10:45 that they'll be dismissed. And then EPS and EIS will be dismissed at 11:45. And then that afternoon, then the teachers will work in their professional learning communities to participate in activities that I had just mentioned. 2 of those days will be used for parent-teacher conferences. So on September 6th will be the first early release day. November 2nd and 3rd will be the second and third early release days. And then February 28th will be the fourth early release day. And so the parent-teacher conferences will be during the November 2nd and 3rd dates of the early release times.
This has all been made possible through a special permission under a flexibility waiver, correct?
Absolutely. The Indiana State Board of Education approved our waiver along with 57 other school corporations in the state of Indiana on July 13th. I had the pleasure of joining that State Board of Education meeting, and RBB was actually recognized by name as one of the school corporations receiving one of the flexibility waivers. So more detailed information will be going home to parents tomorrow, but I just wanted to start getting the word out through the podcast today.
Oh, sure. You know, something unrelated to this, but I am curious about, as I'm speaking with a lot of schools, I just wanted to see where things stand for RBB, but how are you set up for bus drivers? Do you have an adequate number and an adequate number of subs?
Well, I won't say we have an adequate number of subs, but we did all right last year with having enough bus drivers. I know some school corporations had that issue, but we did pretty well last year. Our director of transportation, Audrey Myers, she works proactively to recruit drivers and recruit subs. But we did all right with substitute bus drivers and our actual bus drivers. The area that we probably struggled in last year actually was probably our custodial staff. We had a terrible time last year maintaining enough custodians. Substitute teachers has been an issue last couple of years. That got a little bit better last year. We have some work to do there. We've had more teachers, more staff leave than we have in the past, but that's not unusual compared to other school corporations in the times that we're living in. Our principals and directors have done a really good job over the summer to fill those positions. We do have a few left. We're interviewing right now, actively interviewing for director of special education and for a corporation school nurse. We have a special education teacher position at the high school. Guidance secretary to junior high, third grade teacher at the intermediate school, and then a number of instructional assistant positions that are still available.
Oh, excellent. Well, I'll tell you, opening day will be here before you know it.
Absolutely.
I don't know where the time goes, Jerry. I just don't know. Well, I appreciate all that information. Matt, let me turn to you. You have a new role of responsibilities as the assistant principal at Edgewood Primary School. I know it's early yet, but how are things going so far?
Things are going great. The elementary world is a bit of homecoming for me. I spent 10 years in elementary ministry before coming to public education, and then 7 years as a fourth grade teacher. And so it feels a bit like a return to my homeland to be back in the elementary world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's got to be a good feeling right there.
Yeah, it's good to work not only with elementary students, but of course I've had a chance to build relationships with a lot of the EPS staff through the years. My own three children all came through EPS. I've known our principal, Brenda Whitaker, for a number of years, and so it feels just like home.
I should say. That's wonderful. Well, can you share any back-to-school information, helpful information, that Edgewood Primary students and families really should hear?
I think there seem to be three big questions always on the minds of those EPS families as we get going this time of year. One is about enrollment, how do I get my child into school? One is about who is my child's teacher going to be? And then one is that first day. What do I need to know about that first day? So starting with enrollment, how do you get your child enrolled at EPS? For the most up-to-date information on enrollment, families are going to want to go to that Edgewood Primary School page at rbbschools.net. Our K-5 and kindergarten families who are coming in often for the first time, who haven't had students come through before, we are scheduling enrollment appointments for next week for our K-5 and kindergarten families who are not already enrolled. Families who are getting on the ball right now and want to be there for the start of the school year. So if that's you, if you've got a K-5 or kindergarten student that you haven't enrolled yet, you're going to want to call the school office, 812-876-9600, and talk to our front office staff to schedule an enrollment appointment. And then teachers, when do I get to find out who my child's teacher is going to be? That's always the big question for kids and for parents. A lot of sleep is lost in those days before school, wondering what it's going to be like and who that teacher is going to be. Once you're enrolled as a kindergarten, first, second grade student, you're going to receive a message from Mrs. Whitaker, our principal, next week, early in the week. And then on Friday, August 5th, you can expect to get communication from your child's teacher for the school year. So that'll be your first introduction to who that teacher is for your child. And then the big thing, the big exciting day, August 9th, is our meet and greet day. Our first grade families will get a chance to come in and do a meet and greet with their teacher at 2:30 on the 9th. And then our second grade families will get a chance to do the same at 4:00. In K-5 and kindergarten, you'll be doing that on the first day of school. Families will be invited in to do that on the first day of school. Stay tuned. We'll get you some more information before the first day on August 10th. And like Dr. Sanders mentioned, no delayed start on that first day, August 10th. We're not going to make our families wait 1 minute longer. They're confident a bit to get started, and so are we.
Yeah, so be ready.
Yes.
You know, I want to ask you an important but somewhat of a reflective question, but what would you say is the best thing parents can do for their students to help them thrive and achieve in this new academic year? What comes to mind first when I ask you that?
Yeah, I think the first thing that comes to mind that I would suggest to parents is some routine and normalcy in those first couple weeks. If you can have dinner together, if you can get your kids to bed at a good time, that's going to do wonders for their success in those first couple weeks of school. If you can get them some time to get outdoors and play at the end of the day and ask some questions about their experience, that'd be good. I think the other big thing that I think of is just helping kids understand their emotions in those first couple weeks of school. Helping kids understand it's normal to feel nervous when you start something new. It's normal to feel a bit scared about meeting new people. It's normal to feel excited. All of those are normal feelings to process, and helping your students understand that those feelings are normal in those first couple of weeks is another great way that families can partner with their kids to have a successful start.
Good advice. And you're right. Kids, regardless of what we all think as adults, kids do like structure and routine because it makes their life predictable, if you will. Well, I have to say, you've both shared some good information today. I want to thank you both for joining me here on Super Chat.
Thank you very much.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. Just copy and post the link for this show on your favorite social platforms. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support. the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of the flypod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Beanblossom Community Schools.